Welcome to Pastor's Profile, a weekly program designed to introduce you to our community of pastors, all active in teaching the Word of God throughout the Calvary Radio Network listening area. And now, here's today's host.
Well, good evening and welcome to another edition of Minister Profile. My name is Len Parra and I'll be your host again today as we have a conversation with Kurt Fennelly from Springville Community Church in LaPorte, Indiana, not very far from here. Kurt, welcome.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
You know, as we always do when we start out our conversations, we like to get to know a little bit about you. You're not originally from this area, are you?
No, I'm from Midland, Michigan.
Okay. Up in Midland, Michigan, how long were you there?
Graduated from high school there and went to college up in Harrison, Michigan for a while.
A good part of your life was up in Michigan then.
Yes.
Now, in your early life, were you raised in a Christian home?
Yes and no. I'm saying that because mom took us to church and we kind of jumped churches anytime it seemed like things started getting a little bit excited. We went to a church that was not excited. So it seems like that way. So went through Assemblies of God and United Methodist Church and Brethren Church and Lutheran Church, things like that. Just seemed like we hopped around a lot.
So back in your early years, in your teen years, how did that affect you? There's some point where you became a follower of Christ. When did that happen?
Well, it was during my teen years. I didn't think Christ was real because we just jumped around. And it just seemed all about do's and don'ts. And I was about 19 years old. I started drinking and getting into drugs and stuff. And it wasn't until I was about 28 years old. I was on a bar stool and my buddy stopped in for a beer and he decided to take off after one beer, and I asked him where he was going. He goes, "I got to go home." And I said, "Why?" He goes, "I got to go." And I said, "Well, what happened?" And he goes, "I received Christ as my Savior," and he left. And I sat there thinking that I wouldn't want to be him than sitting here at the stool.
Hmm.
So I talked to his pastor about a month later, and I was led to Christ.
You know, that's so interesting how God reaches people and convicts people in so many different ways. You know, we can go out and witness to people. We can read them some scripture out of the Bible. And here is a guy that just by his salt and light, I guess we can say right there, of his life that says, "I can't do this anymore," was enough conviction for you right there.
Yes.
So that speaks volumes, I think, for, you know, us living our Christian life, living it out. Even when we're in a bad place, they say, I can't be this bad place. And people look at that and think, well, where am I? You know, just like what happened to you. And you were about 28 at that time.
Roughly 28.
Okay.
That I can remember.
Yeah. You know, and that's another interesting thing, too, that progressive revelation, I think we can call it, where when were we exactly saved? Some people got that exact date and time. And others, you know, it's a progressive revelation. So take us from there. What did you do after that?
Well, for about 30 days, I knew there was something different. I wasn't as thirsty for alcohol and wanted drugs very much, but I fell back in my old ways, and I knew that something had changed. I knew that I had hope, and I just kept doing what I had been doing, and I moved around quite a bit, and I had moved to Indiana to find work, and I was still involved very much into alcohol and drugs. And I had an incident. Well, I had gotten so drunk one night, I fell to my knees, and I cried out to the Lord that I was sick and tired of living this life. And he sobered me up, and I started reading my Bible, started listening to a radio station, and trying to find a church to go to. And also at that time I was single and I prayed and asked God for a godly wife. And I started dreaming a dream of what this woman would look like. And it was in color. So I knew it was from the Lord. And I had no idea that a year later I would meet her and my wife today of 33 and a half years.
Wow.
And Annette. But when I met her, she was attending a Free Methodist church, and she took me to church with her. And one thing, it was really interesting, four guys came and surrounded me and started discipling me. And I never had that. Mm-hmm. And so I started finding out more about Jesus, and who he was. And I would just want to touch on one thing. I was still an alcoholic. Mm-hmm. And I'd been through AA twice, and I couldn't quit to save my life. These guys asked me before I was married, is there anything we can pray for you about? And I said, I'd really like to have alcohol out of my life. And so they brought me in the sanctuary and anointed me with oil and prayed over me. 2 weeks after I was married, I stopped in my favorite watering hole, so to speak, and ordered a beer and realized that it was no longer me. And I walked out, and it's been 33 and a half years. I've been clean and sober. Mm-hmm. And I praise God for that because it's his power. John 16 says that he has overcome the world.
Yeah.
And I praise the Lord for that.
Mm-hmm.
So after that, Annette and I grew, and we moved up to Michigan about 1993 and got plugged in into a Free Methodist church there. And it was at that time that pastor recognized the call in my life. And
now, did you move up there for a job?
Yeah, I was in auto parts, and most of my life has been spent behind a counter selling auto parts.
Okay.
And so that's what I knew. It's easy.
Yeah.
I thought it was easy at the time. it was about 1998 when I started hearing the call and answering the call.
Well, let's talk about that then. So you're at a Free Methodist church up in, is this Midland?
Yes.
Okay, Midland, Michigan. And so describe that for us. You started feeling this call. Is that to be a pastor or just something in ministry?
Well, I got to tell you, I was arrested and thrown in jail because I didn't pay a speeding ticket. It was on our 10th wedding anniversary. Oh. And so when my pastor bailed me out, and I was so mad, you know, because I'd never been in jail before. It was not a good experience. Uh-huh. And I was going to quit it all. And he says, you can't quit. You have a call in your life. And I said, what? So when I started exploring this call, I realized it was to be a pastor shepherd. And at first, I didn't understand it. It took me several years to grow closer to Christ, mm-hmm. and to walk with him, and that he was pointing that out to me. And it wasn't until 2003, when I stepped in my first church, I realized what that meant, the responsibility, the burden of the sheep that's on the shepherd's shoulders, what that really means.
So when you felt this calling, take us down that road. I mean, what did you decide on a college to go to? Or because, you know, there's a lot of people that feel that calling, that know they're called by God, and they go into ministry.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's plenty of learning and teaching out there. You know, Calvary Chapel always believes that, you know, if God calls you, he provides for you.
Yes, he does.
Yeah.
Through the Free Methodist Church, I went on their J-Term program, which is college programs through internet, mm-hmm. Correspondence, and sometimes at meeting places for a week or two at a time.
Okay.
And my first class was through a seminary, and I got to tell you that I didn't think I was going to make it because I didn't think I was too smart. I'd burned out a lot of brain cells with alcohol and drugs. Mm-hmm. So one night I was praying, am I fit for God's use? And he kept telling me that he's the one that restores what Satan steals.
Mm-hmm.
And so my first class was at a seminary level, and I went through that class with a B+. And I remembered everything I studied, so I was really excited about that. Realized that he's got this. When he's called you, that means he qualifies you.
Yeah.
That we're not qualified to serve, that he qualifies us to serve.
Mm-hmm.
And so every class I took was at least a B or an A. And so through every one, until I was ordained in 2007,
mm-hmm.
I was in ministry. I was doing what he called me to do. There was a lot of bumps in the road, guaranteed, because he shapes us for his ministry. To those who are called, know that you have a call on your life. Ask him to lead you, and he will take you to the place you need to go. But to trust him, that's where the tough part is, because
yeah.
A lot of times we want to rely on our own understanding. And that's it's not on any experience that you have that he leads you to.
Yeah, and isn't that true with the walls in our life that need to come down? We try and try and try and bang ourselves against those walls and take them down, and eventually, God, would just take this. You know, it's yours.
Yes.
And if I'm going to get through this, it's going to be under your power.
Amen.
So at this time, were you still working then, going to school and working, or?
I was pastoring a church.
Oh, okay.
And it was part time. And God provided for everything. We were raising three boys, mm-hmm. who we adopted in 2001. So it was quite the adventure. And as I said, God provided every step of the way. Our first church was in northeastern Michigan, where we were like 11 miles from a good gallon of milk. When you have three boys, that's important. It was a country church, and it was a church that had been around for over 100 years, but it's people that loved the Lord, and it was just good to be there. Then we moved, after being there 5 years, we moved down to Illinois, uh-huh. and pastored a church there for a couple of years. Then we moved into a town called Pena, Illinois, which is south of Springfield, and pastored there and took on another church at the same time called Tower Hill, and pastored there for about 7 years. And it was wonderful.
So I got to go back here a second, though. You're going through school, you've got a new church, and you adopted three boys.
Yes.
Now, all three at the same time?
Yes. Wow. They're three brothers.
Wow. And how old were they?
They were 8, 9, and 10. And we had a black Cocker Spaniel, and just to give you for instance. And when we brought the boys in 3 months, his nose turned gray. they were quite active. Uh-huh. We were led by the Lord to adopt them. They were throwaways by society, and mm-hmm. God said, "Nothing I make is throwaway."
Yeah, and you kept three brothers together.
Yes. Wow.
Where are they at today?
One is in northern Michigan. The other one is in southern Michigan, and our youngest, who we have two grandbabies by, is in Illinois.
Beautiful. So now you're at Springville Community Church, just north of LaPorte, just off of Highway 20 on State Road 39. How did you wind up there?
Well, it was quite interesting. We knew that we were leaving our church, and we resigned in April. And God was calling us to go someplace, but we didn't know where. We had sent out resumes and was just praying, and he took care of our income. We don't know how, but he did. And I got a call in June to go interview at a church, and we went to Springville, and they had a list of what they wanted in a pastor. And apparently the questions they were asking were the right questions. You know, they looked at my Bible, it was all worn out, and they got excited because they were hungry and mm-hmm. Thirsting. So we met with them, and it was a great meeting, and about 10 minutes later, they said, "We want you as a pastor." Oh. And so we were able to start July 1st. We found them to be a welcoming community church, mm-hmm. love people as they enter the door. So we have visitors that become family right away.
Yeah.
And that's quite exciting to be a part of. Because that's what the body of Christ is all about, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Arms open wide as Jesus.
So let's talk about Springville Church a little bit. Did they have an ongoing worship team, or is that something you built up? Or talk about your time of worship and song.
Worship and song is quite simple. We have a piano player that also sings very well, and my wife leads the music.
Okay.
We start off with a DVD, and the rest is hymns and choruses. Mm-hmm. And so it is very simple, but yet the Spirit of the Lord is there. We begin with welcoming, and then call to worship is usually from Psalms that are spoken. And then during the worship service, we also read scripture out loud together. So that, you know, faith comes from hearing God's word, mm-hmm. and the message of Christ. So worship is, as far as music goes, it's only maybe 4 or 5 songs.
Uh-huh.
Then we go into a time of prayer, and then the message I bring.
Now, we're going to get into the different times and such here, but you do start at 9:30 with Sunday school, adult, yes. and children.
Adults and teenagers.
And
right
teenagers,
now.
Okay. And then your service starts at 10:30.
Mm-hmm.
Now, after worship and you get into your message, tell us about your teaching style. Because I know some places they go line by line and others are more topical. Tell us about your teaching style.
I preach from God's word,
mm-hmm,
and try to make it relevant to what people are going through. But the other thing is I also bring scripture to back up scripture. God's word is always true. He doesn't make mistakes. He always backs himself up. God's word is God's word. So I always bring something from the Old Testament into the New Testament that we can use it to live for today. I'm interactive. I like congregation to be responsive. I'll ask them questions. I'll ask them to raise their hands, things like that. I'll ask, do you remember when you were 2 years old and you didn't want to? You know, that's that rebellion stage.
Well, mm-hmm,
it carries on through to even when you're 96, I don't want to.
Mm-hmm.
So something like that, I get them talking about themselves.
Yeah.
And so it's an open that way and just being real.
So you have a Bible study on Wednesday night also,
yes,
September through April. Is that pretty much the same way, or is that a different format?
A little bit different format, just opening up God's word.
Mm-hmm.
And let's have different people read from different versions. Basically, last week we talked about in Hebrews 11, you know, what faith really is.
Okay.
And just talking about how God brought faith through each one, like David and Noah, and you mm-hmm know what faith looks like. And many times I will use scripture to show what God is really meaning here.
Mm-hmm. Now, on this Wednesday night, which you have September through April, you have a dinner at 5:30, which is nice because, you know, people are working, and if we're going to go to a Bible study, they rush through supper and all that. Well, that's provided. That's pretty nice.
Yes, it is.
And so then your youth have Faith Weavers. Tell us about that.
Faith Weavers, it works like a VBS program.
Okay.
And this is reaching out to some kids that go to church elsewhere, or more than anything, it's for kids who don't go to church anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's set up like a VBS where we can reach them for Christ and fun things and craft things and hearing a story. And they move from station to station. There's a lot of activity and that sort of thing. And so it's quite good. And then the parents, we get the parents to come sit in to the Bible mm-hmm study. And so they're hearing the word of God in a different way. And it's non-threatening. It's relaxing.
So how do you reach out to the community so the community knows that that even exists?
Word of mouth. Whoever the Lord brings, it's been going on for a few years. And mm-hmm so we have families that are used to coming and tell other families,
yeah,
and next door neighbors. And
mm-hmm
and we're averaging about 20 children and their parents. One of their parents come with them, you know, which is good.
Now, do you have any other youth programs going on, other like for teens or anything like that right
not
now?
Not right now.
Okay.
We just started getting teens recently. So
yeah.
Sunday school is where we're trying to reach them at.
Now, is your church involved in any kind of missions?
We're involved with a few missionaries right now mm-hmm that are overseas through the Free Methodist Church. Something we're just starting to get involved with is called the Set Free Movement. It's about slavery. Free Methodist, the free in that we were established 1860, and the free was about freedom for the slaves. And the Free Methodist Church has gotten involved with the sex trafficking trade that's going on in the United States and mm-hmm around the world. Also with economic slavery, where people work as slaves to make us Christmas tree lights in China and clothing around the world that keep the cost down. There's a lot of slavery going on worldwide, about 46 million right now.
Mm-hmm.
And we have found out that there is more slaves in America today than that during the time of the Civil War.
Oh, that's really interesting.
Children are being sold into slavery from broken families that put more value on big screen TV mm-hmm or are into drugs. And so that's what's happening.
And what's the name of that again?
Set Free Movement. It's on the internet. There's another one, I believe, called International Justice also. And we are supporting a home in Greenville, Illinois, called Eden's Glory. And this is a home that women are being rescued out of the sex trade. They are maybe 30 years old, but they've been forced into prostitution at the earliest age of six. And this is in America. This is in our backyard.
Yeah.
And these ladies are given an education, taught about Jesus, given skills to live because they don't know any other way.
Yeah.
And they're also given lots of love.
Mm-hmm. Now, within the community, are there any local missions that you guys
are involved? Yes, we're part of One Step, or First Step, I think it's called. And that is a group of churches have come together to help people who are in their time of need, like rent or light bill is out of sight or water bill, whatever, or a place to live. And that is, that's the number that people call to get help.
Okay.
And we support that. We also have something that within our church called Helping Hands. It's like a benevolent fund. Since we're near the highways, U.S. 20 and State Road 39, we get calls to people needing gas money to get on down the road. And so it's done anonymously. We help them out. If they need food, we help them out, whatever is that need as well.
Okay, before we run out of time here, I do want to give contact information and exactly where you're at. Springville Community Church is located at 5244 North State Road 39 in LaPorte, just north of LaPorte, actually. The phone number is 989-708-9621. And if you'd like to look them up on the internet, their website is springvillecommunitychurch.org. That's springvillecommunitychurch.org. Sunday school begins at 9:30 a.m. with service times at 10:30 a.m. And just for a little while longer, it looks like your Wednesday night, it will be going through September yet. The supper is at 5:30 and your study begins at 6:30.
Yes.
And before we do run out of time, is there anything else you'd like our listeners to know about yourself or Springville Community Church?
Well, one, you are not a stranger. You'll be welcomed as family. You'll have people ask you about yourself. It's something that I truly believe in. I've been praying for a long time that folks would welcome folks and immediately you'll like you belong. And that's one thing about Springville Community Church. You'll know that you belong.
Well, Kurt, it's been wonderful having you here today, and it's been a pleasure learning about your life and Springville Community Church in LaPorte, Indiana. And thank you for bringing your lovely wife with you today. It's always a pleasure to meet the other half. And if you're in the LaPorte area and looking for a church home or looking for a place to visit or an extra Bible study to go to, consider dropping in on Springville Community Church. Once again, Pastor Kurt, thank you so much for being here today. And to our listeners, until next time, God bless.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Ministry Profile right here on Calvary Radio. If you'd like more information on the ministry that we highlighted today, or if there's a ministry that you think that we should highlight, please call us at 866-303-9457. That's 866-303-9457. Or visit our website, www.calvaryradionetwork.com. Tune in again next week as we highlight another ministry that's serving throughout our Calvary Radio Network listening area.